And good morning, everybody. Tom Hall with you again. You know, for a while, we held out hope that tomorrow would be a day for Orioles baseball. The Kansas City Royals, however, had different ideas, so there won't be a game tomorrow, but that's not to say that Camden Yards won't still be a very busy place. The 14th annual Baltimore Running Festival kicks off at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning with a full marathon, followed by a half marathon that launches from the Inner Harbor at 8:45. Folks will race, jog, roll, and walk the streets of Baltimore from the Inner Harbor to Druid Hill Park, through South Baltimore, Patterson Park, Clifton Park, and Lake Montebello, culminating at a raucous finish line at Camden Yards. In addition to the full and half marathons, there's a 5K race and even a kids' fun run. In all, about 27,000 runners of all ages, shapes, and sizes will challenge themselves to conquer the vagaries of sore feet and that nagging little voice in your head that says, "Oh, this is too hard, let's quit." Well, here in Maryland, lots of runners have prepared for the big event by training with various groups of like-minded people, enjoying the camaraderie and shared understanding of the particular trials and tribulations that attend the runner's life. My guest this morning is Bob Hilson. He's one of the four people who, in 1998, started a running group that we call the Pacemakers. A number of pacemakers will be running tomorrow morning. Here's what a few of them had to say yesterday.
I'm Robert Cook. I'm 62 years old, and I'll be doing the half marathon on Saturday. I normally run 35 to 40 miles a week. I usually get worried about any half marathon that's coming up about 3 months before.
My name is Lauren Motzke, and I'm 24 years old, and I'm going to be running the Baltimore half marathon. It's my first half marathon ever. I have been preparing for about 2 months, and I actually just started running really this year, probably in May.
My name is Joshua Ryder, and I'm running the Baltimore Marathon. At my level, I'm not really competing. My goal is to run, and the competition is to finish. There are people that run it to win. For me, crossing that finish line is winning.
That's Joshua Ryder. We also heard from Robert Cook and Lauren Lotsky, all of whom will be running in tomorrow's Baltimore Running Festival. They're all members of the Pacemakers, a local running group that trains together. Bob Hilson is the coach and guiding force behind the Pacemakers, and he joins me this morning in the studio. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and happy birthday, by the way. I'm glad you're spending your time, your birthday morning with us. So you are not a professional track coach or running coach?
No, not at all.
You work at Blue Cross Blue Shield. What do you do there?
I work for Care First. I work in the communications department. I'm the editor of their newsletters that go out to providers and some members too, but I edit their publications and write articles too.
But you certainly are a runner. You have done how many marathons now?
On Sunday, it'll be my 31st. I've done 30 so far, and I keep on saying this might be my last, but it'll be 31 this weekend.
And you're actually running in Detroit, you and a bunch of the other pacemakers.
Yeah, about 15 of us are going to Detroit. We're leaving tomorrow morning, and we're trying to do one in the states, all the states. And so Detroit, Michigan is another state we hope to knock off soon.
Uh-huh, a little notch,
if all goes well.
Notch in the belt there.
Yeah.
So now, how many states have you competed in marathons so far?
28.
28.
Yeah.
A total of 31 marathons.
Yeah.
That's really quite something. Now, for folks who don't run, they might think, you know, why would you want to run 26.2 miles or even a half marathon, 13.1 miles? You have trained with this group, led this group, a very sort of loosely organized consortium of folks who want to run. There's almost 300 people on your listserv who hear about the runs that you organize in the groups. What in your experience, having done this for all these years now, what are the reasons that people want to put themselves through this?
Well, a lot of folks want to do it as a bucket list type thing, you know, but others just like the idea of just the camaraderie of being around other runners. People enjoy running, but you don't really want to run alone sometimes. You want to be around other folks. They kind of push you. They inspire you. We have people in our groups of different backgrounds, ages, speeds, and running desires, and it just kind of makes it nice when you run other people who are like-minded. It's also a good way to see the city.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our runs are in Baltimore City. You know, we run through the good and the bad and the average neighborhoods, and we really, you know, you can appreciate the city when you run by it, as opposed to driving by it or whatever. So I guess, but the main inspiration is just to see themselves do a certain goal that they had in mind.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk to a runner like Lauren Lotsky, who is running her first half marathon, so she's going to try to run for the first time for 13.1 miles.
She's a good runner, too, by the way.
Uh-huh. How do you help a person like that get ready, or how do you help a person get ready for her first full marathon?
Well, you have a different program that you might design, you know, a different running plan, and you just talk to her a lot about it. You just try to help them through it. Some people, I've run the actual half marathon with them on their first, just to kind of get them through it, you know, and they keep on coming back for more. Lauren was a different story. Lauren was a natural athlete as it is, and she likes to run, and she's good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Lauren just kind of needed like a little bit of a push sometimes, to, you know, to go ahead and finish the race because she's good at what she does.
What's really interesting to me, and I'll be running the half marathon tomorrow. I've run it several times, and so will my wife, Linnell Smith, who, full disclosure, was one of the four people along with Sandy Crockett and Helen Jones who founded this group, the Pacemakers, with you. You were all members, or you all worked at the Baltimore Sun at the time.
Yeah.
None of you work there anymore, but you worked there and you were started running around the block at Calvert Street, and then it ends up everybody's running marathons. It's amazing how, you know, the people think of runners as being these, you know, super fit, you know, slim gym type folks. When you're out there on the road,
no.
There's all sorts of people running.
You see people of different shapes and sizes out there. There are a lot of people who are a whole lot faster than me who don't look as fit. You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of thin, I guess. But people there, you know, of all shapes and sizes, which is good about running too. You know, you don't have to be someone who's like one of those, skinny Kenyans or Ethiopians or whatever. You can be someone who's a, you know, fairly solid size and still be competitive. And really, when you run these races, you aren't competing against anybody but yourself, usually. You know, like, for instance, Lauren is doing her first half marathon. So her next one, she's kind of just setting the bar this time, and she'll try to maybe do a minute or two, you know, better next time. But, you know, you're really running against yourselves. And shape doesn't matter. It's just the desire to finish these things. So go ahead and do well.
Yeah,
push yourself.
And it's a great party for the city too, isn't it?
We have a good time.
And for any city, I mean, you'll have a great time in Detroit. I'm
yeah,
sure
I mean,
as well.
Baltimore marathon and half marathon, as opposed to some other cities, they show the entire city. You know, some other cities you go to, they just show like all the good sections. But Baltimore, you see the entire city, which is good. I know the very first marathon they had in Baltimore, I think it was they had five different parks involved in it. You know, so you kind of wind all through the city. But, you know, this is a great way to explore Baltimore, especially if you're from out of town or whatever. You come and you see Baltimore, not just the Inner Harbor area, but all the areas like, Druid Hill Park and, you know, Clifton Park and all that.
Yeah, it's a lot
which
of
is really
fun.
Nice, too.
All right. Well, Bob Hilson, thanks so much for coming in. Break a leg in Detroit and appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Bob Hilson, who is celebrating his birthday today by joining us here on Maryland Morning. He's the leader of the Pacemakers, a local running group that will be amply represented in tomorrow's Baltimore Running Festival. The full starts at 7 o'clock. The half starts at 8:45. There'll be about 11,000 folks just in the half marathon. So if you're in a car anywhere near the race route, you'll be stuck for a while. So come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning for a link to see where the race route is so you can plan your travel accordingly. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. We're glad you're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Thanks to Payam Agagasam for his help recording the comments from some of the pacemakers, and good luck to everybody who's running tomorrow. You know, we feel lucky to have you listening to Maryland Morning this morning. Keeping WIPR in the air isn't a matter of luck. It's a matter of commitment. A commitment from us to provide you with the news and information you need, and a commitment from you to make a pledge that supports that endeavor. Thanks for being with us, and thanks to everybody who's made a pledge so far. And this is the second day of our fall membership campaign. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your listening. We appreciate that you're part of the WIPR family. If you haven't yet made that call, or if you haven't yet clicked over to WIPR.org to make that pledge, why don't you do that right now? The number is 410-235-1395.